Well, Pinkies, it is the Faye Driver. You may be hearing a slightly different sound, a sound you haven't heard in a long time. This would be the little green truck with a big heart that we are in today. So, here is what is happening. Today is the first day off of the big vacation, and I'm going on a wedding odyssey. Now, I just gotta make some notes here. Please stand by. Galactic. We're going to Galactic Entertainment today to pick up a stage for which to be married upon. So, that's the major chore for today. And so since we're picking up materials and things, we're in the little green truck with a big heart. I know I haven't podcasted for quite a while because, as you know, I've been quite busy with wedding preparations and trying to get things organized. It's going okay. But we're in the big push, people. We're into the big push now. We are 3 days away. Where are we? What day is it today? I think it's Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday. So that's 4 days. The wedding is in 4 days. So we begin with the compiling all of the materials. Sorry, it's a bit noisy. Oh, just close that sliding rear window. It's quite hot, though. I may not be able to last. I may collapse from heat exhaustion. Now, you know, Scotty the little Aussie battler is coming to Canada, and he was worried that he'd be all cold because it's only 20 degrees. Well, Scotty, today it's around 24 degrees Celsius. I have no idea what that is in the old world temperature. So it's quite lovely. I think you'll be quite happy here, Scotty, because we're going to have a good couple of weeks of scorching weather, I think. So hopefully there won't be a lot of Australian complaining about how cold it is in Canada. And as I understand it, the Aussie Battler is having a wonderful time meeting a bunch of podcast listeners and fellow podcasters. It looks like he's having a great time. From the few times that I've been able to log on to the Twitties and see what's going on. So I guess I should figure out what the hell we're going to be talking about today on the Pink Wheelnuts podcast. I'll just pull up my list while I'm driving on this small highway here and see what we should be talking about. So Mark in Canada took a little swat at wedding indiscretions in his episode number 301. I quite enjoyed your show, Mark in Canada. I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at with your little swipes, your little comedic taunts. But it was funny and enjoyable, and I think there's a hidden message in episode 301. I'm not exactly sure what he's trying to say, but the message was noted, Mark in Canada, who is going to come to my wedding, you know, folks. He will be there. And if you heard him on Lotsel, we have yet to see if he'll have a gift in hand. In fact, I know what Mark will be doing. So, speaking of wedding gifts, people, now you know we've had many discussions here on the Pink Wheelnuts podcast about weddings and the whole wedding machine. And I've had many requests from podcast listeners wanting to send gifts and asking for wedding gift information. here's what I want, people. Don't send any gifts to the Faye driver. If you want to acknowledge our wedding together, it would be much more appreciated if you would just send a donation to Pride 48. I'd much prefer that you did that rather than go to the trouble and the expense of sending a gift to Canada and doing all of that. Let's support Pride 48 instead. And thank you to those people who've already sent gifts. I've already been receiving some wedding gifts. I will, of course, be sending you a proper thank you. But just a little note here and now. Thanks to everyone who's been so thoughtful. Mr. Anderson and I definitely appreciate it. So you may have heard on the Ranger John podcast that Toppy Smelly and Ranger John and the lovely Daniel were together. And I just want to acknowledge that they said some very lovely things about the Faye driver in the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Thank you, gentlemen. I do appreciate those comments. So it's very nice now. I'm officially, as of today, I'm on vacation. Talk about a well-deserved vacation, folks. I've been so busy at work. But I've finished one of my major projects. I just finished training a new dispatcher, and let me tell you what a brain drain that is. So it takes a lot of effort. I do have to say, though, folks, you know these firemen we have, they're pretty bloody smart. They may not all seem smart, but there's the occasional gem in the group. And I do have to say, I'm impressed with the quality and caliber of men we have in our midst. So one task well completed, another major project well underway. I do have a lot of work when I go back to work to do, though. Oh, goodness me. But that is for another time. We are going to enjoy our days off. So it is beautiful here. In fact, it's so beautiful. Little green truck with a big heart. It doesn't have any air conditioning in it. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to last here without either cracking a window or turning on a vent or something. In any case. So getting ready for the wedding. Wow, what a lot of preparation and following up with people. You know, you think people are gonna, you know, oh, I'll do this for you, sure thing, we'll have that all ready, Mr. Faye driver, and you call them back, and lo and behold, what, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't know you wanted 15 of the purple lilies, we only have 3, oh, I don't know where, oh. So now, you know, something doing a bit of damage control. I thought I had somebody all lined up to do flowers for me, and that fell through. So, you know, walking into some of these flower shops, oh my God, they're like, you want it when? You know, that's only 8 days away. Yes, I know it's 8 days away because blah, 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 blah. So, just dealing with some of the organization, why don't people fulfill their contracts? Like, when you say you're going to do something, why bloody do it? You know, can you sense a bit of frustration? So I called, you know, I had all this stuff set up, wine glasses and tables and blah, blah, blah. And I realized that I was not well prepared enough. So I called them a month and a half ago to say, okay, I need more of this. I need more tables. I need more glasses. I want this and this and cancel this. And, oh, yes, of course we'll do it. And I knew when I was on the phone with her, I knew she was busy. She was preoccupied. She wasn't paying attention. And I even asked her, do you want me to call you back when you're less busy? No, no, no. It's okay. It's okay. I can deal with this. Okay. So I give her my changes. I called back this week or last week, you know, about 2 weeks prior to the big wedding date, just to confirm and say, I'm just checking in and making sure that we're all good for our big order that I'm picking up in 3 days or in whatever, 8 days. Well, just let me check, Mr. Driver. None of the changes that I discussed a month and a half ago were recorded. Nobody knew anything about the additional glasses and the tables and the blah, blah, blah. And, come on, people. You're in the business of, this is your business. You should be good at this kind of thing. And then I follow up with the caterer this week. And I'm just calling to make sure where everything's online. We're all lined up for the big event on Saturday. And she talks to me like I'm, yes, you know, we know what we're doing here. We're not a bunch of idiots. And I'm going, okay, well, that's fine. You can think I'm an idiot, but half of the people I'm dealing with are idiots. And the other half are upset that I think they're idiots. I'm just checking and making sure you don't need to get your tits in a knot. It blows me away. It blows me away. The way people handle their businesses. So anyway, so I've been, you know, checking up on things, making sure things are happening. People have been canceling out on me. I've been doing putting out little fires, making sure everything's okay. And in fact, you know, I was quite stressed out about 2 weeks ago. But I think I'm doing okay. I think I have a handle on things. So for the next 3 days, I'm just going to be getting things set up and getting things organized. And I actually think I'm going to be able to pull this off. It's going to be a good little gig. So hopefully I'll be able to share a little more about the wedding and let you know how things are going along. Maybe you'll actually see a video, not promising anything, but you could see a bit more from the big nuptials around the castle. So look forward to that. I think I'm going to check out for now. Just wanted to give you a little update to let you know that the Faye Driver is still here. We're plugging along. Everything's going well. I do have to buy a new car. Oh, man, that's going to take a lot of effort, too. Oh, I'm looking forward to this new car. Just don't have any time right now. Don't have any time for going car hunting. But I'm looking. I got my eye peeled. I'm looking at cars that are of interest to me. I'm having a bit of a tough time trying to come up with what it is that I really want. But you'll hear more about that in an upcoming episode of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. So thanks for hanging in there, folks. I'll check in with you again. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I gotta crack a window, though, because it's too bloody hot. Too hot!